Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship.
Stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. The King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love.
Take a little break here. I know we're tired. Maybe too tired to raise our hands, and that's okay. But may we just worship Jesus in our weakness this morning. And these words that we're singing here, we're praising him for all that he's done for us. And no matter how tired we are, no matter what's going on in our lives, this truth doesn't change. And the amazingness of it doesn't change. We were reading Isaiah 53 in youth group last week, where it talks about how he was pierced for our transgressions. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter. He didn't fight back. And do you know why he didn't fight back? Because of his incredible love for us. He willingly took that suffering on because of his great love. Like, can you imagine how much love you would need to have for someone to go through that kind of suffering? That is an insane love, a huge love that Jesus pours out upon us. So may we receive that love this morning. Can we even just take a moment here before we go back into this chorus and just lift up praises to God and maybe even specifically focus on the things that he has done for you, the things that he has done for me, for all of us, and how great he is, because he is amazing, isn't he? What was that? He is amazing, isn't he? Amen. This is the God of the universe we're talking about here, you guys. He's incredible and amazing, and he loves each and every one of you personally. He doesn't just love us corporately. He does that. But he knows each and every one of you personally, and he would have died on that cross if it were just for you and you alone. He did it with your name on his heart right there. So let's lift up some praises to him this morning, because he is worthy and deserving of them. So you can just go ahead and shout out some praises where you are. We have a good theme coming up here. Why don't we go with it?
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy.
Let's sing this again, okay?
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing. I sing for all that you've done for me. All that you've done for us, Lord. You've done so much.
So we're just going to keep our eyes fixed on the cross this morning together, as that's where the Lord's really leading us. And we were just talking about basically how deep the Father's love is for us, that he was willing to take our sins, to take our sorrows, to take our pain and suffering upon himself, I mean, you can just picture, you know, how much pain and sorrow and suffering you yourself have been through in this lifetime. Jesus took all of that at once on the cross. And not just for you, but for all of us. So multiply all of that together. Like I said, this is an amazing love. Such a great love.
My ransom, everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me to the cross. You were as I, tempted and tried. Became flesh, bore my sin and death, and now you're risen, yeah, yeah. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Oh Lord, lead me to the cross where your love poured out.
Go back through that a couple more times. What we are asking here is what Jesus took upon himself on that cross, that kind of love for all of us, we're asking for the same thing for ourselves. We're asking for that same kind of radical love. All right, this isn't a light prayer. This isn't a light ask. This is heavy what we're asking for. So can we just consider that as we're pleading this morning, that he would lead us to his heart, that he would give us his heart and his will and give us his eyes.
To your heart. To your heart, lead me to your heart, lead me to your heart, lead me to the cross where your love poured out, bring me to my knees. Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself. I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees. Lord, I lay.
So, Father, we are grateful. for the work of Jesus. We declare, Jesus, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wealth and wisdom and honor, praise. You're worthy. You're worthy, Jesus. We pray as we gather around your word together as a family this morning that you would lead us to truth, that you would lead us to the cross, that you would lead us in remembering and being reminded of communion as we prepare to celebrate it. Father, may we exalt you and may we be changed by you as we come to you together and as we gather around your word. Thank you for these moments of worship. Thank you for the privilege to exalt your name, to sing praise to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.